So today we are going to pray that poverty decreases. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine this time of year, as cold as it is right now, to be poor? I think of people who don't have enough to pay for their electricity bill, or they have not enough for their groceries. Wait till you hear what it means to be poor according to American standards. So San Bernardino has an 18% that are poor. 18% of the population that are U.S. born are considered poor. 18.8% of those that are poor are the ones that were foreign born. So we have some work to do here, people. So what does the Lord say about poverty, and what are the stats exactly? So poverty level here actually means that you make less than $12,000 a year if you are alone. If you have two people, $16,000, $3,000, $20,000, $4,000, $24,000, $5,000, $29,000, and $6,000, $33,000. So anything less than that means that you are poor. Can you believe that? That is not very much, is it? So let's look at some of the statistics. Poverty in California declined in 2019, but they're still waiting. I looked everywhere. I could not find 2020's statistics. So they're still wondering after COVID-19, what are the poverty levels as a result? In California, more than a third of the people that are living here are in or near poverty. And as we know, it affects everyone, all ages. 80% of the poor, surprisingly, are working. They're not sitting at home collecting checks, as many people assume. The cities that are in San Bernardino that had over 25%, that's one out of every four people, are living in poverty are Barstow, Adelanto, Homestead Valley, Lenwood, Muskoy, Needles, San Bernardino City, our capital, and Searles Valley. Now that says something. Our capital is 1/4 high in actually, I think their number is 30%. It's crazy. So these are very high numbers to have as that. Yeah, San Bernardino has 30% of San Bernardino is in poverty. That's almost a third. So we've got some praying to do. So let's look to some of the scriptures and see what does God say about it. Jesus is our greatest model, and he says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, "You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich." So we pray, God, that there would be people would model the life of Christ, that we would not hold things or hoard things, but that we would give freely to those in need. We know it is a sin to belittle one's neighbor, and blessed are those who help the poor. God, we pray that you would encourage us to help the poor, that we would recognize who truly is poor and help them. It says if we help the poor, it's like we're lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. We pray for families to teach their children to give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord our God will bless us in everything we do. There will always be some in our county who are poor. That is why God commands us to share freely with the poor and with others in need. You say those who mock the poor insult the Creator. We don't want to mock anybody who's poor, whether it was by choice or by accident, or because they became a victim to something that happened, a tornado, an earthquake, a fire, a sickness in their family, and they couldn't pay for things. We aren't to rejoice at their misfortune, even if they were people that were bad, or we will be punished. It says those who oppress the poor will insult them. So we want to make sure we honor you, Lord, and honor those that are poor and help them out. We pray for us personally that when we put a luncheon on or a banquet or when we have a party, that he says, don't invite just your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, because they're going to invite you back and they will be your only reward. Instead, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then at the resurrection of the righteous, God will reward you for inviting those who could not repay you. What a party that would be, huh? for churches to have the follow the scripture. For example, says, suppose someone comes into your house, your church, dressed all fancy and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who's poor and dressed in dirty clothes. What kind of attention will you give them? Will you give a good seat to the rich and say to the poor, hey, you can sit back here because they smell or whatever? Well, doesn't this discrimination show your judgments are guided by evil motives? Listen, hasn't God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Help us, God, to treat everyone the same, God, and to treat the poor with just as much respect as anybody else. Help us not to look at the outward appearance, but to look to their heart. And God, you pray for the cities to give justice to the poor and the orphans, to uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute, that there would be places that they would be rescued. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. We pray that police will be able to take care of them and watch over them. I know a lot of them live in tents in our county. We pray that our county's government and leadership will find ways to help the homeless, to help the poor, find ways to be able to supply their needs. We know, Lord, that you will help those that they persecute, and you will give justice to the poor. And so, God, we thank you for all the work that you're going to do in Jesus' name. In closing, the poor will always be with us. Let's believe that as we, as believers, share with those around us, others will take notice and give as well. And they will watch our attitude, and that we won't roll our eyes or overlook those who are poor, but we will give to them cheerfully. We will see the numbers decrease in our county, and we will be blessed by you, Father God.